back to Matt Quinn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Terry of Rice Lake, thanks a lot for calling. What's on your mind today, Terry?
I was just going to say, Matt, that the congressional committees expose or dig for the evidence or the investigation to, I guess, to find the information if there's any wrongdoing been done, like Liz and Kinzinger and the Thompson chairman from Mississippi is doing. And it's up to DOJ, Department of Justice, to take that information and run with it and prosecute. Do I have that right?
You were a little garbled. If you could repeat that, is your question whether Liz Cheney and the people on the committee have looked at the evidence and are referring it to the Department of Justice to see if they should prosecute Trump? Is that the question?
Well, I mean, they expose all the wrongdoing, and then it's up to DOJ to take that evidence that's been uncovered and then prosecute. I mean, this is the way it's supposed
that's
to work,
right.
I believe.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right. In other words, Liz Cheney and the committee and the members of Congress don't have the constitutional authority to launch a criminal investigation. They have the constitutional authority, after they looked at the evidence, to recommend it to the Department of Justice. Ultimately, that's Merrick Garland. And they'll say, look, this is the Congress. You know, this is not just chopped liver here. This is the Congress. And here's our evidence. They'll turn it all over, all of the documents, deposition transcripts, and they'll say, it is our recommendation of this select committee that there be a prosecution of Steve Bannon, now Mark Meadows. And what I'm saying, Terry, is that as a result of what Liz Cheney said yesterday, they may do this about Donald Trump. And it's about time, in my view, and I'll tell you why, because Merrick Garland could have done this on his own. But Merrick Garland is stretched very thin. The Department of Justice is a big department. And yes, Trump should be prosecuted, but where's the evidence and so forth? Do we convene a grand jury? The select committee has subpoena power, and they're operating as a mini grand jury, and they have gotten documents from Meadows before he chickened out and flipped, and the threats by Trump and the death threats got him to back off. He turned over these documents. He turned over the PowerPoint that they had about how to overthrow the election. He turned over texts and emails from Fox News hosts and from Republican members of Congress about the Republican members of Congress apologizing for not being able to overturn six states' votes. And the Fox News hosts right there on the ground going, you got to stop this. All of that evidence and a lot of other evidence in the deposition transcripts are going to go to Merrick Garland, in my view. They're already going on Meadows and Bannon, but that is for criminal contempt because they didn't show up. All Meadows had to do is show up and take the fifth, and it would not have been criminal contempt, but he didn't do it. But now what's going to happen is, all I'm saying, Terry, is reading between the lines, when a woman like Liz Cheney reads the language of a statute, that's how lawyers operate. So this isn't just guess by gosh. This is, she read the words that he, by action or inaction, corruptly intended to obstruct the proceeding of Congress to count the electoral votes. That's a felony with many years in prison. Terry, thanks a lot for calling in. Really appreciate it. Appreciate your listening up in Rice Lake. We're going to California. Woman out there, Christina Larson. She's the president of the California Medical Board. Okay. Important position, but most people don't have her name on the tip of their tongue. The California Medical Board issues medical licenses, and they discipline doctors. That's what they do. It's really a discretionary function, but it's also a ministerial function. I mean, they have to run this department. She has now charged that a gang of anti-vaxxers stalk her at her house, follow her to her office, sit in cars outside of her house watching her kids come out and where she drives them to school. And four men confronted her in a dark parking garage. Now, fortunately, they didn't assault her at that point. They shouted at her about vaccines, vaccines. They flew a drone over her house. Their organization is called America Frontline Doctors. Now, look, America Frontline, come on. You want a doctor like that's affiliated with something like that? America Frontline Doctors. I doubt these guys were doctors themselves. They sound a lot more like the people in Michigan who attacked Gretchen Whitmer, in Wisconsin, who are attacking our elections, and everywhere else in the country. But this is a woman with two kids, and she, two very young kids, by the way. She's the president of the California Medical Board, appointed by a governor. She's in charge of issuing medical licenses and disciplining doctors. And what, four gorillas come up on a woman by herself in a dark parking garage? She was afraid she'd be raped. They fly a drone over her house. They sit in parked cars right in front of her house, observing and photographing her kids. She drives them to school. They're anti-vaxxers. One thing I've never understood, and I give a lot of opinions on a lot of stuff, but I've never understood, on vaccines, you can choose not to be vaccinated. I think you're crazy to do that, because it's shown now with the Omicron virus, even two Pfizer shots in themselves only reduce your risk by like 70%. It's only if you get the booster. And I think we're going to be getting yearly boosters. So, okay, don't get one, but get out of my face. Get out of my face. How about getting out of Christina Larson's face? She can go to court. She can get a restraining order. But sometimes they're worth the paper they're printed on. There are plenty of women who've gotten restraining orders against former boyfriends and ended up dead. Now, these people, so far, there's no indication that they're threatening violence, that they're threatening actually touching her skin. But, you know, four men in a dark parking garage, watching her take her kids to school, flying a drone over her house, stalking her, this is just flat out wrong. It's just flat out wrong. And this has got to stop. Dick of Madison, we have about 2 minutes before the break, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? I'll respond after the break.
The voting rights bill. They just got to get rid of the filibuster and do a simple majority. But my question to you is this, Matt. Can we even trust Manchin on that? Now he's saying, I'm willing to discuss it. What does that mean? Either you're for this or you're not. And in my mind, this whole democracy hinges on the Lewis voting rights thing. You got nothing if we lose the House and the Senate next year. You got total right. Chaos coming if a new House and a new Senate is ushered in. You know as well as I do, they'll pitch all of this stuff out that has to do with January 6th, and I'm hoping it doesn't go that long to begin with. But I'm not so sure that we even got Manchin when it comes to voting rights. Just wondering what you think.
Yeah, you're right. And let me address a little now, and then right after the break, I'm going to pick up on it. But you're picking up on a topic we were going to hit, so I'm going to hit it right now. Headline, Democrats pressure Manchin on filibuster and voting rights. It's crunch time. It's Fisher cut bait time. If the voting rights passes, and it's only going to be done by suspending the filibuster for that one bill, we get rid of gerrymandering. That in itself restores decent democracy in the states. It's the most vital thing facing the Congress right now. And Manchin is doing a striptease. Biden called him. I'm going to address it a little more after the break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.